Don't you think we ought to hunt in some other direction?
No. The angle of that outcropping of stratum would indicate the other part of it ought to lie about here. Oh, let me figure it out again.
Oh, Ralph, you've figured it several times before, and you always come to the same conclusion.
Maybe that's because I'm right.
But there isn't any rock ledge here.
No, there isn't. Only, well, don't you see, it might have been worn off so that it was lowered down and had been covered up by the topsoil.
Do you suppose it would be very deep?
Well, I don't know. Of course, when I'm alone, I might get busy and dig.
When you're alone? Well, see here, Ralph, if you really want to get rid of me, I could go back to Hollywood today.
Oh, no, Marilyn, I wasn't thinking of that. I want you in on this adventure and a lot of other things besides, only...
Only what?
Well, you'll have to promise to stay here all summer if we're going to see this thing through. You'll have to watch me sweat.
Well, I'll do some sweating, too.
Yeah, but a Hollywood star can't pick up a shovel and dig, can she?
Hollywood stars are used to digging, Professor. They're the best little diggers you ever saw.
Oh, but not under a blazing
under
sun.
Under anything, from an arc light to moonlight. Bring on the shovel. I need a workout.
Oh, what a woman we lost to geology in you, Marilyn.
Lost to geology? I like that. I bet all you see in me is the bag of bones I'll make in another 100 million years.
Oh, that's not quite all I see. But come on, let's get back to the ranch house and get some shovels.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Dad. Marilyn, here's Dad riding over this way. Come on, let's give up this foolishness. You came out for the ranch to get a rest and look
I'm
at
busy.
You.
I'm busy. Get out of the way of this shovel, oh. Pool.
Well, children, how's the excavating coming along?
My back. I think I'll have a seat for a while.
Dad, I just can't make her stop. We tried in several spots around here, but that rock ledge must have evaporated.
Well, maybe there wasn't any ledge.
Ralph, pass me the lemonade.
All right.
When I get through finding oil in this ranch, I'll be in a training as a grave digger.
Well, I don't know whatever got you youngsters started on such an enterprise.
Well, it started as a seashell where there wasn't any ocean.
Oh, and it'll end with an oil well where there isn't any oil.
Dad, you're a jinx.
Yes, I suppose I'm to blame for there not being any oil on the ranch.
Ralph, hey, what's this?
I don't know. Let's see it.
Well, it looked like one of those seashells to me.
So it does to me. Dad, have a look at it. Isn't that the same sort of fossil?
As those others you found?
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid it does look like it.
Afraid? You don't think it really is the same?
Yes, I do.
And the ledge must be right around here, Dad. We'll dig and uncover it.
Go ahead, son. Oh, Marilyn, my dear, you don't belong to Hollywood.
What makes you think that?
You've got sharp eyes, and they're just what a good geologist needs.
Say, Dad, come over here a minute.
Yes.
Darn if I don't think this is what we're looking for. See that formation?
Yes.
That's the same stratum, all right. I'll take it down up to the house and make a thorough analysis to make sure.
Oh, Ray, we've hit pay dirt.
Well, it looks good. Oh, but remember, it's only the first step in prospecting for oil.
Well, what's the next one?
Well, the next is where you get a drilling crew on the job and mess the place up generally.
Ah, but you're sure to hit oil.
No, not at all. Sometimes you don't hit a blame thing but sand and water. And it's expensive work, Marilyn. Did that ever occur to you?
How expensive?
Oh, Dad, I wish you hadn't mentioned that. The fun of life is taking a long shot. And oil and happiness.
Yeah, I guess that's so. Well, my boy, have your fun.
I've got a little money I've saved, and, well, I'm going to gamble it, Dad, on becoming a millionaire. So she's running, eh? What do you think the prospects are?
The what?
Mister, all we want to know is how soon do we hit the oil?
Oh, that. I ain't got no way of telling, lady. There might be oil in this here desert, and there ain't not.
Ralph, does it take long to bore down to where the oil is?
Might take weeks.
What's that big tower for?
Well, that's the rig and derrick. That holds the line of boring tools. There's the engine over there, far enough off so it won't set fire to the well.
Ralph, I guess this boring runs into a lot of capital, doesn't it?
Capital is right.
I wish you'd let me chip in my share.
You chipped in the inspiration. That was your share.
But see here, if I'm a partner in this enterprise, I've a right to know what it costs.
Very well. $10,000 for this one boring.
Will there be other borings?
Not unless this one produces results, there won't.
$10,000. That's reasonable, I suppose.
It's what it costs. Sort of steep, perhaps, but I've confidence I've got something on this little ranch.
But $10,000, Ralph, tell me, is that your savings?
Oh, no inquisition, young lady. As a matter of fact, if you care to know, A geology instructor wouldn't have $10,000 saved. Not in a dog's age.
You borrowed it.
Well, I arranged to finance the thing on the certainty that it'll come through.
Then you are positive there's oil.
You bet I am.
Hey, Ralph!
What's the matter?
Come quick. There's something happened.
Well, how do you know?
Well, they're all in the dither down there. Listen, listen. They've stopped the engine.
I bet they've struck oil.
Well, let's get over and find out.
Yeah, let's go right now.
Hey!
Hey, what's happening? What's
going on? They're busy with them fishing tools.
What's happened? What's up?
Have we struck oil?
No, lady. And we ain't struck gold, neither. We had an accident.
An accident? Oh, mercy. Is anyone hurt?
No, no one ain't hurt. But we dropped some of our tools into the well, see?
Oh, how careless. Will it take long to get them up again?
Careless, huh? Gosh, I reckon that's all we needed on this here job. Just a movie actress straw boss. Come on there, Ben. Get going with them fishing tools.
Marilyn, I'm sorry that fella spoke to you like that.
Oh, that wasn't anything at all. He's a softie. He ought to take a turn on a Hollywood lot and learn how to get tough. Well,
what do you say if we go back to the ranch house and leave all this for a while?
All right, let's go.
Okay. See you later, Gus.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Gus, the accident only means a short delay, I hope.
Well, I don't know about that. Looks kind of bad the way them tools is wedged in down there. Sometimes it happens and you can't never get...
Too late. Here you come. I can't wait to come.
you walk my way, would you say lies that I wanted to hear? If I told you tonight that I need you, would you break my heart? Would you start wearing me down again? I feel so lonely when I'm with you, but I'm so lonely when you're gone. I can't live with you, I can't live without you, but I still hold on. If I
still.